The Plague of Unsatisfiedness by Thomas Brooks. The Crown and Glory of Christianity, or Holiness, the Only Way to Happiness, 1662. Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of covetousness. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Luke 12:15. Covetousness is a very great and grievous sin, a mother sin, a breeding sin, a sin which has all sin in its womb, a very vile and heinous sin, the root of all evil. Covetousness makes the soul earthly, which should be celestial. Covetousness is an evil which subjects men to the basest and vilest evils. Covetousness makes a man a fool. You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Luke 12:20. Covetousness robs a man of all true peace, comfort, contentment, and quiet. Covetousness brings men into snares which drown their souls in perdition. Covetousness renders men unsatisfied under all their outward enjoyments. Though a covetous wretch has enough to sink him, yet he can never have enough to satisfy him. First he wishes for a bagful, and then a chestful, and then a roomful, and then a houseful, etc., etc. The plague of unsatisfiedness is the great plague which covetous men are under. Certainly you shall as soon fill a triangle with a circle, and a chest with grace, as you shall be able to fill and satisfy a covetous mind with money. A covetous man is like a swine, which is good for nothing while it lives. The horse is good to carry, the ox is good to draw, the sheep is good for cloth, the cow is good to give milk, and the dog is good to guard the house, but the hog is good for nothing while he lives. Just so, a covetous man is only serviceable when he is dead. That scripture often proves true. The riches of a sinner are laid up for the just. Job 27:17. No sin lays men under greater woes. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. 1 Timothy 6:9-10.